Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. Cinema Wars is the game show here on WMCO with your host DJ Ace. And same rules as before. Three contestants, one winner, and we have three new contestants here with us today. We're going to discuss about Netflix original movies series. Sorry, I said movies. I meant Netflix original series. My inspiration for this question was there's a show that came out a little bit ago called Stranger Things, made some waves on the interwebs, and Marvel's Luke Cage premieres last week on Netflix as well. So that is the magic of this question. I will decide a winner based on argument and creativity at the end. So it's time to meet your contestants. So say hello, Andy.
Hello.
Brenna.
Hi.
And Marty.
Hello.
All right, so we're going to get their choices down before we get to the nitty-gritty of it all. All right, Andy, what did you pick?
Well, you kind of already mentioned it. It's a little new. Came out this year, but my pick is Stranger Things.
All right. Well, there you go, man, right there. It's kind of funny how that works out. Brenna.
I picked Fuller House.
Fuller House?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like fuller than a full house,
yeah,
but not as full as a fullest?
I mean, it's pretty cool if I had to judge.
Okay. Marty, what did you pick? Netflix original.
It's going to be Marvel's Jessica Jones.
What? Jessica Jones. All right. Man, I tell you what, I'm so stoked for Luke Cage.
Same.
I know, right? Okay.
Daredevil's good, too.
Okay. All right. So this is the part where you get to have at it in all of the cinematic glory and carnage that you can muster.
Oh, are we prompted or
no? You just start having it out. You need to tell me why your choice is better than everyone else's. That is how this works.
All right. Well, I think mine pick of Stranger Things is a lot better because it's like a throwback, or at least it tries and makes it as a realistic look at an '80s movie, or like just being in the '80s at the time. If you've ever seen a movie, like you've ever seen a Steven Spielberg or I want to say like the Goonies or something like that, Stranger Things is a lot like that. You know, small town in Indiana, and it like involves four boys that get caught up into an adventure, and it has a bunch of mystery because one of the boys goes missing and they have to go look for him. And at first they think, you know, he's lost. But then, you know, the government kind of gets involved because there's this supernatural girl named Eleven, and she's like has this mystic powers, or she has a bunch of powers that that she can use. And when the three boys find her, you know, she has the ability to find or at least she has the ability to do many things and everything like that. And they use this, or at least later on in the show, uses this to find out that there's a monster or strange things that are going on around the town. And as the show goes on, there's a lot of drama and very good writing, and it's a pretty interesting show. It's really a nice throwback to the 80s if you ever watched it.
I was going to say something, but now I'm going to say something different.
I mean, Fuller House is a 90s show.
As long as you say it.
You know what? Okay. I would say my reasonings probably are because I like shows that aren't based on the supernatural, because I don't know, I like to live in the real world, this thing I call, you know, reality. And Fuller House, everything that happens in it is everything that could actually happen in, you know, real life. I mean, it would be a little weird, but it's not supernatural based. It's not superhero based. It's not something that's not going to... Oh, okay, Marty, I see the faces you're making.
But what makes it good?
The fact that it's real is what makes it good. The fact that, you know... First, okay. No. Okay. That's my initial argument.
Here we go.
I'm going to let Marty talk now because that's my initial argument. And then I'm going to get into bashing their choices later.
So, trying to be positive about her show, she's just going to try to be negative about our shows.
No,
I see how
I'm waiting until later on to do that.
Okay, so Jessica Jones, I've never been much of a superhero fan to begin with. Like, I've, you know, what enjoyed. What's wrong with you? I know, Aaron.
Superheroes aren't real, Aaron.
But not I've never yet. Been a huge. I've Are not movies done realistic? Yet. I am not
I'm
done.
Sorry,
you
is
guys.
Are talking right now?
Anyway, I've never been a huge fan. But up in the past year, I really have enjoyed Jessica Jones and Daredevil. Jessica Jones was actually the first, like, superhero type of show that I started watching on Netflix. I mean, it, just the acting in it's phenomenal. The plot line of its 13 episodes is just insanely good. The main villain, Kilgrave, is just an awesome villain to begin with. And there's so many, like...
Awesome villain.
Yes.
It's a
contradiction.
Yeah. It's
a conflict.
It is not a contradiction.
A villain, by definition, is bad.
Doesn't mean they're not awesome.
Yes, exactly. Good.
Awesome does
and
not
that
mean
are two opposites.
But he means that it's a good character.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're
good character. Great character.
The history behind Kilgrave, just, you know, his powers of being able to control people and what they do and their thoughts and stuff. It was a series, it was really messed up. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I mean, you looked into the entire 13 episodes, and I mean, he just had some people do some really just weird crap and a lot of, like, really upsetting things, like, you know, suicide and all kinds of different things. And it was really interesting to see how, you know, it. Granted, it's, you know, not a real power. Nobody can control anybody else's
That's
mind.
That's what you're aware of.
At least right now. But, I mean, it makes you 11. Think of how, you know, people actually think. And, you know, there are forces that, you know, make you think certain things, like, you know, political figures and all that kind
are
of stuff.
And media,
yes.
I
am saying that they... are similar in the fact that they persuade
You're saying
people
the media
to do
is
things.
Similar to controlling somebody's mind.
I am
mind.
Saying
they could.
That they persuade people to do
yes,
anything
but
certain things.
The media
have you
does
not,
not
have you
people.
Not have you not seen the news about this election
the media
cycle?
Media does not control people.
But that's the media
the
is not
The media does.
The media is not supernatural.
To be fair, we're not talking about who can control people. We're talking about TV shows.
This is why
shows.
Aaron's
Thank
the
you.
Moderator.
Yes, okay. Continue, Marty. Jessica
but
Jones.
It's just so action-packed. I mean, just the shooting of the video throughout the entire thing was just phenomenal. You know, there wasn't a second of the series that I was bored with at any point in time. You look at a show like Fuller House.
Oh, here comes the bad
And granted, technically everything in there is realistic. But it's cheesy.
Oh,
who doesn't
okay.
love cheesy?
No.
Are you kidding
Fuller
me?
House.
Feel
I didn't
good.
Even like Full House. I didn't even like Full House.
Okay, well that's just okay. That's just dumb.
I mean,
dumb.
I mean, yeah, like you said, Fuller House is cheesy because it's supposed to be like this family friendly show about nothing really. Like they're just they're
about
just a,
nothing.
Yes,
it's about
a family.
It's
about
a family
living in San Francisco and. What else?
You know,
they
you know
just
what
have
the
plot like little...
line of every Fuller House episode, just like the original Full House episode is? Starts out, everybody loves each other. There's an issue. And then they figure out the issue. Then everyone loves each other again after
oh,
they hate each other for
like
20 minutes.
Like that? Are you saying the show that you watch doesn't have an issue and then it's somehow not resolved by the end of the episode?
Well,
yeah, I'm
they,
are
you
that,
take,
that's not the issue
it's,
I have with
solved.
It. They
the
love each other and
you
they love each other at the beginning and the end.
You have an issue with love in shows. I'm sorry. You want conflict
oh,
all
Brenna
time.
Busby.
You want I have an issue. Wait a second.
I do not. Okay. First of all, when I cannot talk, but
that's okay. No one can apparently right now.
But
just
anyways,
went straight to yelling.
But anyways, when it comes to the story, like when it comes to these Jessica Jones and Stranger Things, they develop the story throughout. It's not like there's a conflict at the beginning
that's
and then the conflict is resolved at the
that's
end.
That's what their show's about.
But
Fuller
it's more,
House is a different format.
Right, but it's more complicated. It's they've got a lot more time to set things up when you have a continuous narrative, you know, instead of just Fuller House, which is every episode is just the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
that's
you
actually
have
not true. They
have
continuous
narratives. And
don't get me wrong. That's
some,
not true.
Some of my favorite shows are, you know, more the romantic types or have at least a romantic plot in them at some point. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, I like family shows.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Full House, and I do like Fuller House to an extent. Do I think it's better than Jessica Jones? Oh, no, not at all.
See, this isn't fair. I've never seen either of the... Actually, I've never seen the show you're talking about. As for Stranger Things, I've started the first episode twice and never made it 20 minutes through because it's so freaking boring that it literally puts me to sleep.
How?
So well, I guess I've kind of seen part of it.
Okay, how?
It's not my fault that it's boring.
Are you kidding me?
I've never watched
Stranger Things, and I'm not complaining about it.
I'm not complaining. I'm giving my opinion. I'm sorry you have a problem with that. That's kind of what we're supposed to do right now, Marty.
I mean, in the Stranger Things, you know, these kids are nerds, but they're interesting. Interesting characters.
I'm glad you like interesting nerds. I'm glad that's what's drawing
it's
you.
Better
what's
wrong than with that? A generic family.
Yeah.
A generic family? How is it generic?
It's generic because they're just some, you know, cookie cutter thing you would
they're
find out of.
They're not cookie cutter. How is the fact that the main character has a husband that's no longer with them? If
it's the same
cutter,
exact plot of Full House.
That's the point
house.
Of the show. That's the point of the show. It's not
well,
trying to be completely different.
It's a bad point.
It's not a bad point. It's nostalgic, Marty. I'm sorry you don't
like it. Nostalgic does not mean good. I'm just saying.
Stranger Things has a lot of nostalgia in it. You know, it is. Again, I said it was a throwback to the 80s, and they have tons of 80s references to, like, Back to the Future,
but
E.T.
It's not a continuation of a reunion of characters that have already gotten together in a previous show.
Right, because it's something
different.
New. It's something new. You know, it's a new story.
Well, the goal
of
Fuller House isn't something new. It's to bring back something old and to modernize it, which is
what
they've done.
Well, here's the thing. Jessica Jones modernizes the old Jessica Jones of the comic books and that whole ordeal, but it still makes it better and more interesting and more up to date.
Of course you think it's more interesting. You like superheroes flying through the sky and controlling people.
What was my disclaimer at the start? I've never really been interested in superheroes before this.
Well, now you are.
This.
So now you
after,
can't say that.
After
so
this.
Watching
okay,
the show, you like
me.
And it's not like Stranger Things has superheroes. It's like they have little monsters and everything like that. Like, it's interesting because they there's this parallel world or something like that where the monster lives in. And the only way that they can use – and the only way they can get through it is through Eleven. And Eleven can use her powers to go into that world and things like that. And it's not like it involves a superhero because, let's face it, there's a lot of superheroes today in media. I mean, we've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You've got the Marvel Universe, the DC Universe, you know. It's kind of overflowing. As much as I like superhero movies, they're lots of fun, but it is kind of becoming a cesspool, you know? It's overflowing, and, you know, seeing something a little more original, seeing something with a, like, it's a throwback, but it's done a lot better than
the
Marvel
movies. Which makes my point. Jessica Jones is so much different than any other superhero movie or other series. I mean, you look at another show, the show it spawned off of, Daredevil. I mean, Jessica Jones, there is so much just blood and sex. I mean, it's so much more dramatic than the other ones, which, in my opinion, I think it makes it better.
So you think and sex make it better? That's
yeah,
what you're saying?
I think the more drama aspect of it makes it better. The better storyline in it that just so happens to revolve around, you know, killing and blood and sex and romance in the entire series.
I mean, let's be
but
fair,
you know, one,
it was a psycho thriller, so
exactly.
I was in a very dark place.
I mean,
when I watched that.
One about the sex and violence thing. I mean, Stranger Things is something that, you know, it's not like it's not TVMA. Like a lot of shows on Netflix originals, they're TVMA. I think this one's like TV-14 or TV-PG or something like that. But it doesn't rely on the excessive violence because, you know, you're working with kids here, you know, and all of these kids are, you know, these child actors are really good. They're really good at playing the characters that they are because, again, like I said before, they're nerds. They play Dungeons and Dragons, and they I forget what they call the monster or whatever. I mean, it's something complicated, but I mean, the acting, especially in the little girl Eleven, she doesn't talk, or she doesn't talk much. She has to, like, use her facial expressions. She has to use these little things that, you know, enhance that would take, like, an adult performance to do, you know? And it's illustrated so well because, again, these kids act like kids. They're written like kids. And that's one thing that, like, Hollywood just can't seem to do. There's, or at least it requires the right director to do it because there's so many times where you like a movie or you like a show, like Fuller House. Like if you, and with Fuller House, you know, there's, if we go back to Full House, there's these kids, Mary-Kate and Ashley, I think it was. Yeah, they, mm-hmm. Okay. The only thing that they had a catchphrase, it was like, how rude, or something like that.
That was Stephanie.
That was Stephanie? Okay. But anyways, there have been many instances that say that, like, the kids in the show, like, they just don't work, or at least they're just not good as the adult actors because they're kids. This one, actually, like, Stranger Things is actually very dramatic, very, the kids are very good at acting, and I think they've even, like, nominated for Best Actress or something, like, the girl who plays Eleven is being nominated for something. I can't remember at the top of my head, but, and they've also been renewed for a second season, so the fact that it was just acted so well and so dramatic without having the blood, sex, and violence, you know, it just goes to show that that it's a lot better or more dramatic that way.
And on the same token, you know, I have friends that are all young adults telling me I need to watch this show. Clearly, you watch this show. We're all young adults, and I think that speaks to it, even though it's, like, supposed to be, like, a kid's show. But obviously, there's adult elements involved, too, like themes, drama, which I find interesting as well.
Okay, but if we're talking about Fuller House and not Full House, the kids that were on the original show have grown up. They are now adults. They are now have hopefully improved their craft, which I think they have. I like the show 100% better, honestly, than the original, because it does take the original concept. It takes the original storyline and the original set even, but it's turned it around and it's modernized it and it's changed it. And now we have these other younger actors coming up in it. And it's such a good show because you do have the same storyline. And that means something to the people that watch the original show, I think. It's something that, oh, hey, I used to watch this and now I watch this. And I can see how the characters have grown, like the main characters. It's insane. I think everybody wants their favorite show to come back 10 years after it stopped airing to find out where the characters went and what they did with the rest of their lives. So the fact that this show was able to get enough people to agree and get onto it and say, we're going to actually do this, is amazing. It's incredible.
Because let's face it, what else are they doing these days?
But that has fair. Nothing to do with it. It's the fact that
see, the issue I have with it, again, I do, like I said, I do enjoy Fuller House to an extent, but I think Jessica Jones is way better. It plays on that nostalgia, and I don't think it necessarily makes it a better show just because of the nostalgia factor. I think a lot of people would have tuned in to Fuller House or watch it on Netflix if it was complete crap. Just because.
But it's also been renewed for another season. So is it complete crap?
Are they going to call it Fullest House?
No. The show itself is called Fuller House. Well, season 2, actually, is what's next coming.
Give it a decade and then we'll have Fullest House, I'm sure.
And what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
I was just making a joke. Anyway, continue.
It's not funny.
Brenna feels ganged up now.
I do.
Well, I'm sorry you're not making a good enough
I'm making
argument.
An enough point. You guys are just fighting about mine and not even bashing each other's.
Because I've never watched Stranger Things.
I've never watched Jessica Jones.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
But you've both said
I'm
enough about each other that you could probably nitpick a little bit. So
we could.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Aaron. Yeah.
But still,
let me get back to bashing Brenna's choice of Fuller House. Because
actually,
I
was
going to
make
that.
A
positive. Well, that's the point.
I was going to make a positive point about Jessica Jones. Which I can't. You made me lose track, Brenna.
It has Luke Cage. That's
yes, Luke
there.
Cage. But here again, another aspect I really do like of Jessica Jones is the part or the storyline in it outside of the actual 13 episode season. I mean, the nurse, I can't remember her name. She was in Daredevil, and she made an appearance in Jessica Jones. And just like Luke Cage, who starred in Jessica Jones, he's getting his own series. You know, the Netflix superhero, like the Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, all those.
It's the Defenders.
Yeah, the Defenders. Yeah. Again, I don't know too much about superheroes, but still, I love the show.
Okay, why are you looking at me like that? I don't care if you love this show. What do I care if you watch any other superhero shows?
Also, the nurse is in Luke Cage. She's like in all of them, so. Yeah. She's like, she's the glue. Anyway.
She basically is. But
yeah. Aaron clearly has a favorite here.
I will admit, I've only seen Jessica Jones. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. The creativity of the argument.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's how loud Marty's voice will go.
Well.
It is not a matter of decibels, I promise you.
Really? I think Marty's in the red on the UV meter.
I'm sorry. You can't make a good point.
Oh, okay.
And both Andy and I disagree with any of the points that you've
all
made.
Right. Actually, Brenna, I want to hear more about Fuller House. You kind of cut yourself short at the beginning. Let me hear more about this show.
Cut myself short. Okay. I think this show, I don't know, I guess, Aaron, have you seen Full House?
Nope.
Are you, what?
Oh,
not even the original?
To be fair, I can't watch everything on the planet.
Just like 95%.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's something you watched when you were growing up, right? Because it was on like Naked Night or something?
I didn't watch TV when I grew up.
What?
Oh, and so
what? No, that's a lie.
Saturday
morning cartoons was about it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You don't even, like, I don't even think this is airing. Yeah. Plot twist. I really don't know how to handle this right now.
Anyway, go back to making your argument for your not so great show.
Fuller House.
Fuller House, yeah. How's
Fuller
it better?
House.
Less than fullest.
It's actually because their last name is Fuller, Aaron.
Oh, okay. So why is it called Full House originally?
That's just what they called it originally. But their
last name is still Fuller?
No.
What?
Huh?
Okay. So
history lesson.
In the original show there were three daughters. And now in the new show, the oldest daughter got married to somebody with the last name named Fuller.
Mm.
So now the oldest daughter, who is kind of the central character on Fuller House, is her last name's Fuller, and I don't know. They called it Fuller House. I don't really know the history behind this right now. I'm just kind of making it up by the seat of my pants. But anyway.
So is it untrue if you're making it up?
No.
It's not untrue. I can verify it.
It's not untrue.
You just said you're making it up.
I'm making up the fact that I think that I don't know. I don't know.
She assumed that what she says is correct, but it is correct.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm assuming. Okay, yeah. I mean, I know that part's correct. I don't know what I'm assuming.
All right, continue. Continue, please.
I'm sorry. The media should control everybody's minds.
Right.
They're controlling us right now.
So, Fuller House. I'm going to tell you a little bit because apparently Aaron has no idea what I'm talking about
right now. Yes, please do.
Now it's on the oldest daughter named DJ, the middle daughter named Stephanie.
Wait, her name is DJ?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So what's her DJ name? DJ DJ?
She's not a DJ. She's a vet. So well, I don't think she has a DJ be. Name.
Her younger sister is a DJ, though.
She is. Stephanie is a DJ.
Okay. Now I'm interested. Continue.
Now you should watch it. So it's the two of them, and then the youngest sibling didn't come back for the new show. But it's the two of them, and then the original best friend of DJ on Full House. So all of these people are living in a house together with DJ's three kids. I believe she has three kids. And Kimmy, the best friend, her daughter. So, and it's a play off the original show, because the original show had a dad with three kids, a best friend, and then the kid's uncle, and then later on in the show, his wife and kids. So now the new show, it's kind of bringing that back, and they're in the same set, it's the same house. It's super awesome. I don't know how to explain that part, but the set's really cool.
Accurate is what you mean.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Aaron. It's very accurate to the original show. And I know Marty and Andy say, you know, it's super cheesy and super nostalgic. And yes, it plays on the nostalgia a lot. But I think that's what makes it so awesome. Is I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And yes, I say that out loud while I'm watching it. But I think
we all do that one point or another.
If
the storyline, it's not like they repeat the same storylines. And the show still has the main goal, I think, that Full House had, which is to portray a family that goes through all these different life changes and show them as they're kind of growing up and as the kids are growing up. And it's the same thing, but they're different issues because it is a different time. So I think it's very much, I wouldn't say that it's a show for our age range, maybe a little younger, probably early teens.
Unless you grew up with it.
Unless you grew up with it. Then you're watching it for a different reason. So I don't think that we're the main audience here. I think the younger children are the ones that can look at this show and, I mean, I don't know. That's a whole different debate, arguing that people learn stuff from TV. It's a whole different theory. But
I mean, I wasn't born in the 80s yet. I still like Stranger Things.
I mean, that's not what I'm arguing.
I wasn't born in liking superheroes, but I still like Jessica Jones. I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that younger kids that have never seen Full House can still appreciate the value that Fuller House has to offer, because it's not just about nostalgia. It's about a family that's growing up and going through different changes, and it's about multiple families living under one roof, which is actually a very common thing in today's society.
Well, I just think it's, I just think that the show is, or at least my show, is a little bit better because it's a suspenseful. Like, because every episode, you learn a little bit more about the characters, or at least you learn a little bit more about the story, you know. I mean, you don't really know what's going on at the beginning of it, of course. But you know, like, you learn a little bit of this way. Like, okay, Will is his name, the kid that goes missing. And there's this other character. His name is Officer Hopper, and he's, like, just this guy who, like, you know, is a small town, so, you know, missing kid, okay, we're going to find him in, like, a couple days. But then, you know, like, when he starts digging deeper and he starts learning more about what's going on or something, like, when he's going around investigating people, like, investigating the government, you're, like, always wondering, ooh, what's going to happen next? Like, and then, like, you know, you learn a little bit more about the town or what's going on. It's like, oh, gotta watch the next episode. You know, it's the suspense and the intrigue makes me want to go through the entire series. It, like, just it makes the show a lot more entertaining, a lot more better.
See, and the suspense, I think, in Jessica Jones beats that. I mean, this is just the amount of suspense in it, it's insane. I mean, throughout the entire 13 episodes, Kilgrave, the guy that can control everyone's mind and make them do whatever he wants, basically, the entire plot line is that he's trying to get Jessica Jones back in his life and, you know, willingly love him. That's kind of the whole ordeal, because he's never, since he can control women's thoughts and their actions, he's, you know, never had the challenge of somebody that's, you know, would step up to him. And he was, you know, madly in love with Jessica Jones. I mean, throughout the entire thing.
Kind of sounds like Twilight.
No way. Close.
Don't forget that he did have control over it at
one
point.
Yes, he did have control over it at one point, but lost that control. And, you know, that's what makes him want her back, is the fact of that she, you know, that control was broken and he wants it back. So throughout the entire thing, like, he's controlling, you know, her, whatever he is, in Luke Cage. I don't know if they were, like, ever confirmed as a, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. He controls her best friend. He controls the people that hire her to do, you know, private investigating. He, you know, makes one of the guys that lives in her building commit suicide, you know, to freak her out. I mean, again, it's a really messed up show, and it's really, you know, you have to be mature, you know, and to be able to watch it. But you know, at the end of the day, at the end of that season, that there's going to be that huge conflict. And I'm not going to, you know, spoil it or give anything away. But the end episode, you know, that solves all, you know, the mysteries and stuff was phenomenal, in my opinion. The way that, you know, things were taken care of. It wrapped everything up really nicely.
Yeah. All right. Andy and Brenna, do you have any quick final comments?
Your show sounds very complicated. Both of yours do. And I think at the end of the day, my life is way too complicated to go home and sit and watch a show that's even more complicated, because I deal with conflict on a day-to-day basis. I don't want to do that when I'm watching TV. I want to sit there and have a feel-good comedy.
So you don't want to watch a show that makes you think?
No, I don't. The answer is no. I spend all day thinking and arguing and talking with people. I want to go home, eat some popcorn, and watch an issue be resolved.
But I can watch a show, and that makes me think, and I still get entertained and learn something new from it, you know? I mean,
and maybe your life isn't as complicated as mine, and that's okay.
But it's not that complicated. Like, if you just follow into the story or just pay attention to what the characters are saying and stuff like that, it's not that hard to fall into the show and understand what's going on.
All right, well. There you have it, your final statements. Wow, that was intense. Like, I feel like you guys might have beat out last week's intensity, like, seriously. But it's that time, and as per the rules state, there can only be one. All right, so if you really want to know, I will tell you right now who is going to walk away with the victory. Thank you, Marty. Ultimately, I'm going to have to pick Andy on this one, actually.
I'm just glad Marty didn't win.
All right, that concludes this round of Cinema Wars, and we'll be back next week, Mondays at 10, here on WMCO.
Next time on Cinema Wars, what is the best chick flick?
The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.